Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Experience Kills. I am your host Ben, and with me today as we explore the early origins of mankind is Richard.
Hello.
So this is a special podcast in which we talk about ancient history. You down?
Yeah, well, we are ancient men, so...
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
That's why we're Experience Kills, because we are old dudes. And today we are looking at Dawn of Man, I must specify this, on console, on Xbox One. It's been out on PC for about a year,
I did query that with you, didn't I, when you said...
You did.
We're going to cover Dawn of Man, and I had to check. The one that came out a year ago? But yes, it's a new console release. So
yes, it just came out at the end of last year, and it's, I guess you could call it like a city builder survival game made by a studio called Madruga Works, which I believe are sort of Spanish-born, but now based in London. It's just two dudes, from what we can tell, isn't it? Just a small team, and they also made...
I think it's more. I was looking on LinkedIn. I think they've got 4 employees. So
wow, they're just huge. They're like EA now. That's mad. Well done to them. And to be fair, they deserve some respect, because do you remember when, it would have been before we did them all together, but I did a review for Planet Base back in the day on Xbox. Do you remember that?
No.
Cool. Good to know. You check out the channel. But these are the guys from fame of Planet Base, which I really liked. Now, that was like a little set on Mars. That was like a colony management, again, survival kind of game. So this is their jam, but they couldn't have changed their sort of oeuvre, their genre more. They've now moved on to the early sort of Bronze Age through to Iron Age era of man in this sort of RTS. And do you know what? This generation has proven to me that you can port these types of games to consoles really well. They can be done very, very effectively now after a myriad of successes with Planet Base and Avon Colony and Stellaris and City Skylines, Frostpunk, and now Dawn of Man, all of which work, I think, really well on console, that really understand how a controller can interface with this type of game. So that's not a concern. If you're worried about that, don't. It works brilliantly. Not a problem at all.
Not even a question these days, really, is it? I remember when Halo Wars came out on the last gen, and people were like, what? You can't do an RTS on consoles. But no, it's not even really a question now. It just works.
So yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, so it's almost like you don't even need to mention it, but I do still feel that, you know, you need to point that out in case it's one of the ones that's terrible. One of the ones that does come to mind is the port of The Sims. That EA did, Sims 4, fucking garbage controls on console. So, you know, they can be done badly. This is not one of those situations. So Dawn of Man is what you'd expect from the name, how I've described it. So, you know, mud huts, hunting, gathering, fending off, you know, wild animals, building up your little colony. It's got a real slow pace to it, which I kind of like.
I was going to ask you about that, because the trailer really does look... I was torn between thinking that looks really relaxing or it looks entirely pedestrian, and how could I ever get excited about anything that happens in it? Is that just the trailer?
I think it's an intentional choice. I think it's chill. I think it's relaxing. I don't find games like these boring, and it's going to be very much like dependent on your enjoyment of the genre to start with. I like slowly developing a little colony and growing it, you know, bit by bit, and getting through the winter and hunting for pelts and then you know, gathering some berries and building another little hut that I can do more development with, and researching new technologies. And yeah, I think some games like this move at a faster pace, but this one is, you know, it's reflecting how slow things would have moved at that time, I suspect. You know, that there would have been a monotony to life in that era, that things were quite challenging, and that, you know, growth was a slow process because, you know, resources are scarce. You know, you're not dealing with thousands of people in Dawn of Man, you're dealing with a village of like 15 people. And I think they actually capture that really well, and it's really nice. It doesn't do anything particularly new. I mean, I think the one mechanic that stood out to me was the hunting, where you have to kind of do a risk-reward situation and decide, you know, is it worth risking my villagers to hunt this particularly aggressive predator animal for the food? But sometimes you don't really have a choice. You need that food. You're going to have to risk it with your crappy flint spear and just hope the fucking, you know, saber-toothed tiger doesn't rip your guts out. And that just has to go down sometimes. But yeah, that
the old days aren't as good as we make out, are they? Sometimes.
I mean, no. It can be tricky, but I quite like the loop of the hunting, the resources that move. Then you move into the research, and you get these kind of like research points as you go along. That you get for like doing certain objectives throughout the game. That, you know, it's a gamified system that kind of represents how a village of people would learn skills over time doing certain tasks. So it makes sense. It's gamified representation of it, but it had to be done in a certain way, obviously. And you know, you get, you know, things to improve your fishing, improve your gathering, improve your hunting, get better weapons, get better clothing, build better buildings, upgrade your settlement, put some defenses in, you know, trade with the locals, that sort of thing if they come by. But yeah, in general, it's just nice. I lost several hours to this without even realizing, really, just poodling along. There is an ability to obviously manipulate the speed of the game, so you can move things along if you're just in a period of gathering and you just want to build up some resources before you do some more building and stuff like that. You can speed up the game and put fast forward on, as it were. So that is a feature that's in there. But I really like this. It does really does very well. It's my kind of game. I love having these games on console. It makes me so happy.
Is there any sort of end game to it, or is it more about building and maintaining what you've got? And just,
well, it's survival. It's survival. So it's just growing as big as you can within the area that you've chosen to settle with the resources that are available to you. So as you develop and get more resources and more research done, you're going to actually be able to do things like plant crops and start farming. So you have a renewable resource that doesn't just get used up like the animals do. And there'll be times when you might struggle through the winter if you haven't built up enough of a stockpile of food to get you through when you can't go harvesting the berries and the animals aren't as plentiful. So, you know, there is a push and pull against it. You don't want to grow too big too quick because you won't be able to make it through those fallow times.
So you can certainly lose, but it's really played for the pleasure of playing and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's trying to simulate, isn't it? It's trying to simulate that world. And as far as I'm aware, I've never played a sort of city manager in this era. So I think it's kind of a unique setting for it, which is definitely what appealed to me when I saw that they'd done this, and that's why I made contact with them to try it out. Because you know, there's been quite a few sci-fi ones recently, and obviously we've had plenty in the modern day, and then there's been the Anno games and things like that, which have done with like medieval times and the Renaissance era and stuff like that. But I don't think we've ever gone back as far as sort of Bronze Age man, to prehistory.
I mean, my first thought was not quite the same genre, I guess, but my first thought was Populous. That's kind of this era, isn't it?
I think the difference with Populous is that in Populous it's a god game, you're playing as a deity, so you have a much more effective power set, and it's kind of a bit more toying with the people rather than trying to help them survive, isn't it?
True. Yes. Yeah.
So this is a bit more like a bit more realistic, I suppose, in its representation of what it would be like to try and survive in this era and stuff like that. I like it. I think it's done well. I don't think it does a huge amount of things completely differently, but there's a charm to it. There's an enjoyable pace to it. It's a great podcast game, like brilliant for that. You know, you just turn the music down and just put on something, an audiobook or a podcast. You could listen to one of ours if you like while you're playing it, couldn't you, Richard? How about our Game of the Year discussion? That's a good long one.
Yeah, do that.
Yep.
Play that through to the Iron Age.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great accompaniment as you're building your huts. Really, really effective. Visually, I think the game looks nice. It's got a good sort of representation of the world. The trees and the animals look nice. The villages look good. You've got a good level of zoom in and out, so you can really get in and check out the details. Everything's nicely modelled for this type of game. You know, nothing looks too ropey or anything. I like, you know, there's a real satisfaction to watching, you know, your three huts develop into six huts, to develop into 12 huts, and then you've got put some walls up around your village, and it's like, oh, everybody's really cozy now and safe, and you know, and then of course the next whatever challenge shows up and you have to deal with that, and then, you know, prosper or fail, and there's a great replayability to it. There's a really fun loop to that. And if you enjoy that kind of game, you'll enjoy Dawn of Man. I think it's available to purchase separately, but it's also available in a double pack with Planet Base on console. And I recommend picking up Planet Base as well. I think that's a really good sci-fi type of this game, and a really good double pack that makes a lot of sense together. So yeah, I'm always excited to see what little indies do with this kind of genre, and I think Madruga Works has done a great job with this. Really, really good.
Good. Glad you liked it.
Do you have any more questions?
Well, comparing this to Planet Base then, if that is, it's obviously a similar sort of game in a different setting, does it feel like a reskin, or is there a big difference between them?
It doesn't, because Planet Base, you know, your sort of resource set is so much more plentiful in many ways.
Yeah.
And so much, the scale of Planet Base, your actual building ability is much greater, whereas in Dawn of Man, it's much more of a focus on sort of survival as well as building up things. I don't think the game is, like, super difficult, but at the same time, there's a nice challenge to it, and you've got a few different, like, settings for the difficulty as well, so you can approach things. It's a really good tutorial at the beginning of the game as well to introduce you to all the mechanics. I was really happy with that, and a really good sort of built-in help guide as well that explains the relationships between technologies and what you can craft and what you need to get them. So they've really thought about making it as approachable and user-friendly as possible, which I think is important when you're putting a game like this onto a console, because it's not the kind of thing a lot of console players will play, you know, historically, though they are becoming more and more common, you know, these games, aren't they? So great, good stuff.
I guess that means there must be an audience for them, but yeah, it's good to see that that's flourishing a bit more than it was in the past.
I know I'm the audience, that's for sure. I love it, you know, they're fab. So I think that brings us to the end of another episode of Experience Kills. We were looking at Dawn of Man on the Xbox One by Madruga Works. Definitely a recommendation from myself. I've been Ben, and you can find me at DIYE. I've also had Richard with me, and you can find him at...
at Colonel Red.
At Colonel Red on Twitter. If you wish to harass him, he loves that. Please do. All we ask for is a like and subscribe on YouTube. That means the world to us, so please do that. We've had lots of new subscribers recently, and that's been great to see. It would be fantastic to have you along as well. And if you don't have the time to watch these videos, by all means, you can listen to the audio versions on iTunes and Spotify as well, because we thought we just want to make it as easy to ingest our fantastic content as possible, don't we, Rich?
Yes, I'm not sure about the word ingest. But yeah, careful if you want to do that. Don't get electrocuted.
A spoonful of sugar makes Experience Kills go down that much easier. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So until next time, see you later.
Bye.